The ultimate in local sports talk. This is The Sports Fanatics with Chris Williams and Ross Peterson on 1460 KXNO, Des Moines Sports Station.
Welcome back to a busy, busy Monday. Let's go straight to the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline, Ross, and talk with TJ Otzelberger, who it was announced today that he will be on Steve Prohm's coaching staff at Iowa State. Coach, you moved back, it was a few months ago. Kind of describe to us what has been going on the last month or so, or actually the last couple of weeks. Steve Prohm named Iowa State head coach. I know you've been working hard to, you know, help as far as continuity goes from one era to the other. Are you relieved today to finally have all this behind you and you can just kind of, you know, work going forward for Iowa State?
Absolutely. No, it feels great to, you know, officially be a member of the staff. You know, you look over the last 3 months, there's been a lot of transition that's happened, and always, you know, through that time period, just trying to do whatever we need to do. It's best for the program, best for the guys on the team, and going through it. But it's a lot more settled now. Obviously, Coach Prohm has, you know, been the head coach now for 2 weeks, and we're following his lead and getting the guys in workouts and getting them organized and starting to prepare for the season.
Coach, was it a little bit weird, the first meeting you had with Steve Prohm? I mean, you interviewed for the same job that he got. I gave him a lot of credit in a column today at Psych 1 Fanatic for, you know, I feel like some guys maybe would, you know, ego or whatever would get involved and not want a guy who was competition for the job to be on the staff. What were the initial couple of talks like? And I guess from your standpoint too, why come back to Iowa State after not getting the job?
Well, first of all, I think Coach Prohm and I, even though that we didn't know each other great prior to this, there was definitely a mutual respect. I had a tremendous amount of respect for him, even coming up in the profession, and then obviously what he's done as a head coach at Murray State in his 4 years there and the success they've been able to have. So for me, it was an opportunity to work for a great guy who's a great coach, who I have a ton of respect for, and obviously at a place where, you know, we love it here. My wife and I mean, we couldn't be happier to be back at Central Iowa and to be Cyclones, and that's why we came back. We wanted to be here, and now today that's a, you know, officially that's a reality, so that's awesome for us. So I think, you know, in terms of Coach Prohm and my conversation, I mean, look, I think the one thing that's in common is we're both about winning. We both want to do whatever it takes to make this program the best it can be, and we definitely have that in common. And I think, you know, I look forward to working for him, and as we move forward, just doing whatever we need to do what's best for Iowa State basketball and make sure we can be as successful as possible.
Coach, you're being reunited with Daniel Robinson, who was on the Greg McDermott staff with you. I think a lot of fans probably have forgotten about D-Rob after he left for Houston, I believe, back in 2008. Tell us about your experience with him over the years, and how excited are you to be back on a staff with D-Rob?
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be back with D-Rob. I mean, Daniel is one of the great coaches, teachers of the game in this profession. He's great with post-player development. Has strong recruiting ties throughout the Midwest, specifically in Chicago, St. Louis, some of those areas, and then even down into Texas, he's strong. And I think he's one of the most complete coaches I've been fortunate to work with. He's somebody that, from top to bottom, is just rock solid and kind of good. You know, he's good at everything, and he's also a personal friend and somebody that we've remained close. We have a relationship that goes back 12 or 13 years, and where we've been friends as well. So couldn't be more excited to have Danielle back in Ames and part of the Iowa State staff.
Iowa State assistant TJ Otzelberger joining us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach, one piece of news that did come out last couple days regarding coaches is that Cornell Mann was not retained, and there's been some speculation about the effect that might have on the team, maybe even more specifically Monte Morris, because of his close relationship with Coach Mann. How do you guys plan on addressing that as a coaching staff or handling that issue?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime there's transition, you try to do everything that you can to visit with your players as much as possible, see what they're going through, kind of address their needs and do what you can to support them and doing everything possible moving forward to put the best equation in place. And I think obviously Coach Mann did a great job in recruiting Monte Morris to Iowa State. And at this point, you know, with our staff, we're going to just continue to build on the relationships with the players and guys like Monte, continue to build those relationships, and hopefully that pays dividends as we move forward. So, I mean, I think with all of our guys, there's definitely a transition, Monte as well as the rest, and just trying to do what we can to build those relationships and keep the team together best we can and start getting to work for next season.
Coach, what as far as this European trip coming up, and I believe it's in August, you guys get to start doing some practices. I know, man, could this come at a more perfect time, a more perfect year? How are you guys going to use this to your advantage? Because you've got almost an entirely new staff put together. What kind of advantages does this give you?
Yeah, it's great when you have, especially with a new head coach. Again, for Coach Prohm, I know things are moving fast. I mean, most coaching change in this profession happened at the end of March, early April. And this is a little bit unique that it goes into June. So I know for him there's quite a bit of change, quite a bit of adjustment. So we still haven't pinpointed when we'll have those 10 practices, probably start at the latter portion of July and then some into August prior to us going. For Coach, it's a great situation to be able to not only work with the guys, but kind of learn their game and see what their strengths are and have a chance to work with them on a daily basis and what schemes and things we need to do to put them in a situation to be successful. So it seems like things are, you go right from camps to workouts to recruiting to the Spain trips. So on one end, there's so much going. On the other end, great opportunity to coach a new team over in Spain.
You brought up recruiting. You guys have two scholarships available, and Coach Prohm said today on his teleconference, his Big 12 teleconference, that it was kind of still up in the air as far as where the Sal Boris, the young man from Greek, if he would be coming back to the program next year. Do you guys want to sign any other prospects leading into next season who would be available? Are you looking to stockpile those scholarships? I know it's a really it's really late in the year to add anybody immediately eligible. What's the plan as a coaching staff for that?
Yeah, I think the situation overall is really fluid because I don't think we have a specific blueprint in mind for what we'd be looking for. Obviously, we haven't made any secret that if there's some depth on the front line that could provide some immediate help, that'd be something we'd certainly consider. Just because with, after Jameel and Jameel McKay and George Niang, there's guys that can play some frontline positions, but not natural guys where that's their primary position. So that will be something that we'd be open to. And then obviously we're always, the transfer market is something that's always, it's ever changing and things are always happening. So I think at this point, we're just really trying to be aware of all the possibilities and scenarios and options are out there. And instead of pinpointing when we need to take somebody or what exactly we're looking for, just evaluate all the options that happen to be out there and be available and see if there's a fit to help our program move forward.
One more question for you, Coach, and then we'll let you go. I know it's been a busy day. TJ Otzelberger here on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Do you have responsibilities been divvied up amongst assistant coaches? I was curious if you knew what your role was going to be, or game plan, scouting, anything specific like that, or is that something where, in the coming weeks when everybody gets to town, that will be handled?
Yeah, we at this point, Coach Prohm, we're just getting the staff in town today, tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow will actually be the first day that we're all here and kind of working together. And at that point, we'll start to, I'm sure, work through some of those things. I do know that Coach Prohm says it's really important to him to have very complete guys on the staff, guys that are capable of doing scouting, recruiting, development, on-the-floor coaching. He wanted guys that are complete across the board. So not totally sure how all those responsibilities will break down, but sure, it's something that we're excited to sit down tomorrow and in the coming weeks and figure out what we need to do best to be as successful as possible.
Most importantly, is your wife happy, Coach? Is she happy you're going to be at Iowa State next year?
My wife is fired up. There's nobody more Cyclone than my wife, so she couldn't be happier.
Thanks for your time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care. TJ Otzelberger on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline.
I think that's a sigh of relief for a lot of Cyclone fans,
you could
right?
Hear, I could hear it in his voice.
Oh, a big sigh of relief for TJ, no doubt about that.
I mean, because the guy moves his family across the country anticipating to coach for Fred Hoiberg, and then he gets an interview, doesn't get the job. You're kind of in limbo.
I'm glad you asked that first question. It kind of left me with no place to go, because that my big concern about this, and I was on the air saying it, just thinking it through out loud, and I know I sound like a jackass now, but thinking it through out loud, it was like, man, keeping a guy on the staff that was an assistant in the previous era, mm-hmm. keeping a guy on the staff that applied for the job and didn't get it, how quickly you can have mutiny mm-hmm. within that locker room when you've got that scenario. And we, you know, most of these guys, most college coaches walk in with an ego, and we kind of assumed, knowing nothing about Steve Prome,
nothing
you know,
about
gonna,
him.
These guys all have a little bit of an ego. Mm-hmm. It's part of the territory, have to be. There's not a good chance that TJ's going to be kept around, but boy, it'd be a nice thing and a good thing if he did. This got to be a sigh of relief for you as and really the Cyclone fans across the state.
That's the exact conversation we had after Prome right. got the job, because the phones blew up. And Iowa State fans are, you know, I think like I was when they hired Steve Prome. I don't know anything about this guy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's the next Johnny Orr. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never met the guy.
Just speculating and thinking it through out loud, that was some of the things we threw at the wall.
Yeah.
And now looking back on it, it's like, man, this.
People called
knowing
in.
Knowing all of those potential dangers. And they thought that stuff through.
Yeah. People called in and said, man, it'd be an awesome scenario.
Yeah.
Prome could keep Otzelberger.
He did. Good job.
And another one, and it's not going to get the play, but I can tell you as far as next year's team goes, Micah Byers, who's the director of basketball operations, he is right up there with Otzelberger as far as popularity with those current players, the Naz Longs, the guys who are graduating, right? And that's important. We're talking next year. I'm not looking at – this has nothing to do with recruiting, future of the program, anything. As far as keeping those guys – happy, and there's some continuity for them, so it's not just this, man, you work your butt off for 3 years under one regime and then it all just blows up in front of you and it's completely different. That was a huge move by Prome too. I take my hat off to Steve Prome today, though, because when this all happened, Ross, and we were on this show talking about it, I did not think Otzelberger would be
neither
on the staff. I just thought it had nothing to do with Steve Prome. It's just, this guy also interviewed for your job.
Right,
are you
exactly.
really going to want him?
And there's egos involved, and there's no way that he's going to, and they did.
I'd take my hat off to Prome, even Otzelberger, too, because it would be easy. You don't get the job. All right,
I'm out.
Made it a good run.
Yep.
Going to go try another opportunity. But this worked out best case for Iowa State, no doubt about that. Let's take a break. When we come back,
call in for Meathead of the Week.
Yeah, we should do that. The Meathead of the Week, 515-284-5966. Who is it? And Ross apparently has a surprise for me in sports history. That's coming
there's
up here.
A couple here. Things for sports history. Yeah, you're going to like it.
Coming up here on Sports Fanatics 1460 KXNO.
Get more at KXNO.com.